Time to catch up with the National Theatre of Scotland now here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about a new production, Exodus, which is currently on at the Traverse Theatre in Edinburgh for the Edinburgh Festival, but will be touring around the country until the 21st of September 2022. I'm now joined by Emma Jane McHenry, the audio describer for the National Theatre of Scotland's production of Exodus. Hello, Emma, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you for having me.
As we are recording this interview, you are in the middle of the performances of Exodus for the Edinburgh Festival, and I wonder how life has been in Edinburgh this week and how the performances of Exodus have been going so far.
Yes, we are indeed in the middle. I actually have just finished the second of my two audio described performances. So in a way, that's my job done for the Fringe, for the Edinburgh Festival. But the company are continuing on, and it's just been wonderful. It's been so well received. The Traverse Theatre is a wonderful theatre. And the capacity has been great. There's been a lot of audience, very rousing applause at the end, very receptive audiences. And it's been wonderful. It really has.
Emma, would you be able to give me a little bit of a synopsis about Exodus, as I believe it's about politicians and posturing, which is possibly very much of the moment?
It is. It's very much of the moment, almost spookily so. And I think that really resonates with the audience. You know, it's interesting hearing different audiences' responses to different sections of the play, and they completely get it. And you have, you know, some very audible sighs or, you know, chuckles, or and it's interesting because, you know, you get a sense that the audience is living in the moment, both in the political sphere and in the theatrical sphere. It's wonderful, a very bold, satirical, funny play that hits home, but in a really fantastic way, through comedy, through satire. And I think it really resonates with people, as I've been saying. So it's about the country's leader, the Home Secretary, fictitious Home Secretary, I should say, Asi Areo, and she's preparing to make a policy announcement. So you get the sense of this really, you know, building up to this important occasion, and she 100% believes in it, as do everybody around her, including her calculating advisor, Phoebe Burnet. And they're completely behind this policy, and you know, they can't even understand how anyone wouldn't be so convinced in it. So they're having a photo session, really, on the beach at Dover, a publicity stunt that goes dramatically wrong. And it's rather than her tide washing up her reputation clean, something else washes up on the beach. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's very much, is it an omen or is it an opportunity? And you know the way politicians do grab onto these situations, and their spin doctors spin them, and all the rest of it. But it's a very human story as well, and very current, and all women, which is fantastic too. You get a sense of that real clash between the softness, but also the hard-lined politician. So yeah, it's a wonderful play, it really is. And I find it really hard not to chuckle and not to get completely absorbed in it, I have to admit, when I'm audio describing.
That must be quite difficult for an audio describer, because you're having to give a sort of your delivery sort of sometimes in tune with the show, but not necessary to maybe laugh all the time.
Exactly. And I think as well, you have to be, it's fast. It's such a fast delivery. You know, the lines are very quick. The humour is very quick. And the audience are carried right along with that. So my real challenge, among other things, is really to keep our audience engaged and keep it up to the moment, so that they laugh when everyone else laughs, or they gasp when everyone else laughs. So yes, I do have to kind of keep a lid on my laughter, but also be very present in the moment too, and find those gaps in between the sharp-witted, speedy dialogue.
There's a great team behind Exodus, with some names that I've heard of and a few that I haven't. Would you be able to tell me a little bit more about the cast and crew for Exodus?
Yes, the cast are a wonderful cast, who are really strong performers in many ways. each one, I think it's a real ensemble piece as well. Each one really stands out and has their moment, which is wonderful. So yes, we have a wonderful female cast, and the writers are excellent, and the director too. Everyone, it's wonderful when you get productions where everybody pulls together and everything tells the tale, tells the story, and tells the humour and tells the moment. So there's, yes, it's a real team effort from everyone, really.
And Exodus, after the Edinburgh Festival, will be touring around until the 21st of September with audio described performances. Emma, as well as the obviously live audio description, will there be introductory notes and touch tours for bookers as well?
Yes, there will be introductory notes, and these happen 10 minutes before the performance. There isn't touch tours, unfortunately, at the moment. I think people are still a little bit hesitant about that in some venues, so unfortunately not this time round, but we do try whenever possible.
And I suspect there'll be obviously good description in the introductory notes of the set and costumes.
Absolutely. It's quite a detailed set and costumes, and the speed of the dialogue is also matched by the speed of the changeovers on stage. And there's a wonderful sense of two walls, an outer wall and an inner wall, and they both rotate sometimes at the same time, and one clockwise, one anti-clockwise. And it's that wonderful sort of reversal of spaces, you know, a wall magically turns round and then a new space is created. It's a lovely sense of revealing. And so I will be describing all that in the introductory notes, as well as some amazing visuals that are used via projection, both video and still imagery. Yeah, there's a lot going on, so I will. They're quite extensive introductory notes.
Well, that's always good. And you know, people can listen to them before they come for the audio described performance to get familiar and get a sense of what the show is all about.
Yes, I think introductory notes are so important. And it's great to have them just sitting in your mind, and you know, it's amazing, different elements will pop out hopefully for people.
Emma, if listeners would like to find out more about the audio described performances of Exodus and other National Theatre of Scotland described performances, where is the best place for people to go to find out more about access at the National Theatre of Scotland?
Well, the website is probably the best. They have a really good website, and it's nationaltheatrescotland.com. And they have, with every production, going into each production, they have an access page that has all the details of the access provision, which is quite extensive, I have to say. They do a wonderful job at providing access and accessible performances.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Emma Jane McHenry, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, all about the audio described performances of Exodus.
Thank you, Toby.